Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Hi, and come on in. Welcome back. You know who we are. This is our pod. And you guys, we have so much to discuss.
We have a lot to talk about. First things first is, where are we? Look at us.
Hear us. Do we sound different? Because we're actually on a couch
instead
of at a table. And we made this big decision because we realized we are too lazy to sit in a table. And tables are for business people and sexual encounters in hotel rooms. They're not for work. So here we are. We're on the couch.
I also just feel like we're three best friends. We never talk at a table. We're either in Josie's car, we're in your car, my car, we're on Josie's couch, we're on a bed, or we're on your balcony. We're never at a table. So I feel like this is the most authentic place to talk our shit.
I love it. You guys, speaking of talking about certain things, the first thing
about just the act of talking itself,
that's
like
crazy.
What we're doing.
Talking is crazy.
Don't come for my segue. I am so excited to talk to you guys about the Super Bowl. And not just the Super Bowl, but Rihanna's performance at the Super Bowl.
The Fenty Bowl.
By the way, even though we all watched the Super Bowl together,
we haven't talked about it.
We waited because we were together and we stayed silent. We stayed silent. We're like, we're not going to talk about anything until the pod tomorrow.
So here we go. Alicia,
so we're hearing
what
each other's
thoughts?
Takes for the first time. My thoughts were, she's Rihanna.
Of course.
Point blank, period.
Right.
So I think that she can do no wrong. And it's Black History Month. So if anybody has something bad to say, they're racist. Mm. And I think that is the end of that conversation. But no. In all sincerity, I loved it. I think that it was super chill. We learned that baby mama is pregger. So congrats to her.
I love that.
She's
Never
an
baby.
Icon.
That's gonna come out.
But yeah, there were so many things that I loved from the performance. I think that I expected like maybe certain people to come out, but also she's amazing and she was putting on for like Black women, for Barbados. So I loved it. And she was authentically her, which is what I love. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to talk about them dancers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They held their own.
And I want to call some of them by name.
Yeah.
Xavion, Denzel, Dario, Joya Jackson, Bianca. These people are icons. Paris. For choreographing it.
That was incredible.
I want to see more people talking about the dancers because they're phenomenal. They were floating in the air. They were jumping up and down, running across this football field, eating. And also, Paris's choreography has been revolutionary. If you're in the dance world, you've seen her come up through Royal Dance, watching all of her videos at World of Dance.
She's from New Zealand.
She's from New Zealand. And she like specifically made this really beautiful sentimental post about it after, saying like, just a girl from New Zealand and Barbados, like making their dreams come true.
It was beautiful.
So I literally got like super sentimental and emotional thinking about all the dancers on that stage that I personally look up to. And I was like pointing out Bernard Bell, shout out to you. So yeah. Also the ASL interpreter.
Yes.
That was incredible.
Amazing.
She was eating.
She used to be signed.
Yes. 20-year-old. She was phenomenal.
She was 20?
She's 20 years old. Justina Miles. She was phenomenal. It also was, you know, I will let you guys give your opinions, but I think historically, like, just so Black and beautiful. Mm. And then, of course, trolls went on to the Twitter, like, our least favorite person on the planet, Marjorie Taylor. And she said that she wished she could have had the Super Bowl without the wokeness, which really just means Black.
Well,
like,
I wish we could
chest.
Have this world without Marjorie. So here we are. I don't care.
But yeah, like Sherilee Ralph ate, Babyface ate. I loved how Black it was.
Chris
also,
Stapleton also ate, like the country guy
Yeah.
who was like, national anthem. I don't know what the national anthem, what is it?
So my opinion is that I don't think 1/16th of pregnant people, 1/6 billionth of pregnant people could do what Rihanna did. You know, I don't even know what she is. I'm assuming like 3-4 months pregnant. Like, I don't know anyone that could do that like that. Obviously, we saw Beyonce pull out all the stops. But Beyonce and Rihanna are two very different people. And they had different styles. And Rihanna has never been the girl to do all the things. However, what I will say is it was evident that she did go to the Dua Lipa School of Dance in that she learned how to, you know, do a lot without doing anything at all. But I was here for it and I was supporting it. What I loved the most is that this Super Bowl, out of at least the ones that I can remember, really showcased dancing and dancers than ever before. And I really feel like whether or not they had to sort of reposition themselves when they found out that she was pregnant and focus more on the dancers, I thought that was just like a really good move, because seeing all of them shine and like
100%.
Our best friend Ange, like her, like one of her castmates was a dancer, and like seeing his spotlight, like it made me emotional. I don't even know these people. I'm not even a dancer. Yeah. But getting
and they've
to
waited
see
their
them,
whole life for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, have those moments were so wonderful. So fuck you to anybody saying that she, you know, didn't do anything. Are there Super Bowl performances that I enjoyed more? Yes, 100%. Yeah. I think that I will forever love Beyonce's. I will forever love Lady Gaga's. Katy Perry's was honestly good, even though I don't like her music that much. But that's the thing about Rihanna. Because every single song is a banger, yeah. It's like you could have just sat there and ate chips and then just like cussed me out. As long as the music was playing in the background, I'd be fine.
Couldn't agree more.
And I think this reminded us of why we love Rihanna, because yeah. She's so herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Miss Fenty Boss Woman. Like sales went up, I think, 800%.
Listen, here's the thing. It's product placement to a T. That's where I was going to go. So my take on this is I'm just so grateful that Rihanna came. Mm-hmm. Like, I could have just ended it right there. The fact that she just showed, I don't give a fuck about ASAP showing up, but like it was Rihanna coming there. That joke. I just got yeah. It. That was funny. That was funny going on. But Rihanna just on there with all of the red. The way she was looking at that camera with the two, all of the red, like it was so beautiful. What I will say was this has nothing to do with the dancers or Rihanna herself. I just thought the production value was lower than other years. And I don't think that's her fault or the dancers'
fault.
I thought it was the NFL.
It was so minimal.
It was so.
I was really confused.
I feel like
by
she
that.
Probably wanted that creatively, but I will say from
but
a Super Bowl performance,
else also was lit so much better than her. It was also really dark.
It was dark, and there was not a lot of fireworks.
I'm
there
so
was
confused.
It was darker. It was. It just didn't feel like the production was as high as other years, and I don't think that was fair for Rihanna.
I agree, and also my realtor, shout out Adam, he said this. he said that he. Like the show felt like it relied too much on its production to do the performing for them, and that it didn't really speak. It spoke for itself, but it didn't necessarily meet the production where it was at. As in, like the set pieces were like so large that it sort of took away from herself, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, she was just like her voice. I got emotional watching her because we were all together, and it was just like, this woman, you don't see it anymore. Like, we have, it's Rihanna, it's Beyonce, it's Gaga. So much of these iconic women who we've grown up with and are still on the come up, even yeah. from years ago, who are still busting their ass.
Her stardom is rare.
It's
like,
rare, and we don't
and
see
she's
that
she's so
anymore.
Humble and she's so present. And literally, the video of her, or in the video, she, like, fist bumps her like lead guitarist, and you can just tell she's so present and she's so aware and she's so in the moment.
She loves her team,
and that she loves her team, and that she's doing exactly what she should be doing.
Yeah,
which is being an icon.
I love that she, one, is so just rooted in who she is. Like that's the thing. She was up there pregnant, which honestly, most people without being pregnant could not have the bravery to do what she did. But she was like swagged out in her own type of way. And she still like gives flowers to other people. Like it was really beautiful how she shed light on other women. Like she specifically said that she watched Beyonce's past Super Bowls to like study for this one. And like during the press junket for the Super Bowl, she was like, I'm nervous, but like, you know, I haven't been on the stage in 7 years, but this isn't just about me. She said it's about Black women. It's about the Caribbean women. It's about Barbados. And I think like for her to be at where she is and to have the notoriety of being Rihanna and to still always have that in the forefront of the conversation she's having, it's like one of the reasons she's like, she's a history maker.
100%. I mean, in the interview as well, they asked her like, because she's been offered to perform with the Super Bowl halftime before, yeah. And she did it in protest with Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah.
She said, absolutely not. I wasn't going to perform and be a part of an establishment that was so rooted in racism. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I feel like she kind of did this on her own terms. And mm-hmm. that was beautiful to see.
Yeah. And I love that she still did it pregnant. Like,
yes.
You know, also, I think that there's still this conversation. Well, that's just unfortunately like an overarching theme, specifically in America, but around the world, is like policing women's bodies and telling us what we can and can't do, or not giving women the agency to like do whatever the fuck they want and have the liberation to go, I'm pregnant and I'm still going to be a boss ass bitch.
Yeah.
And she still showed up in all the energy that we've always
loved.
They probably
had to change the set list
for sure.
Some of the, I'm definitely the choreo, because if she found out a year ago,
for sure,
I'm sure it was, they were probably, maybe we'll hear more about it now, they probably had to like change it all up in the last 3 months, because everything changes when the babies are kicking.
The baby's here.
Yeah.
And she was still floating. That diamond shot I do love.
I was
diamond
scared. Shot. Closing I was like, performance. Oh my God, if that was me, the way I would fall.
But all in all, with the Super Bowl, I don't even know who won. I fell asleep after Rihanna. No, I slept right next
the
to
the Eagles least. Didn't win, unfortunately.
Couldn't.
I was sad.
I don't even know.
You're like, I don't even know what's going
on. I'm like, go Niners. Go Lakers. Ooh. They're the same sport. And so I'm joking.
Also, I just loved how much we leaned into the fact that it was a Fenty Bowl. Like, men had their panties in a bunch.
Our best friend Angelica literally brought a cake that said Happy Rihanna Day.
It was beautiful.
And it was,
everyone in their life was like, Rihanna concert. But I mean, it was.
Yeah.
It was a Rihanna concert. I only watched it for Rihanna. And the commercials were great.
There was some heavy hitters in these commercials. I can't fathom how expensive these commercials
are. Can we talk about
make.
The commercial about the Jesus one? About the alt-right group?
Like, who paid for that? I'm like, God.
I didn't see that.
I know God didn't pay for that.
Embarrassing.
And it,
embarrassing.
Didn't it say sponsored by God or something?
So this alt-right like Christian group kind of did. They paid $100 million for like, what was it, 2 minutes? Two ads during the Super Bowl.
That's so much
and
money.
It was basically like Jesus saves. They've had a bunch of posters and billboards all throughout the country.
I love God. I love Jesus. But couldn't we have used that money to help people?
But also, they were kind of preaching very... They said they were going for a rebrand,
is what
they were saying.
No, ma'am.
And they were preaching very conservative ideas.
That isn't God.
The NFL said, we'll take anyone and their money, and that's the tea. We'll take everyone.
Well, they don't deserve any more airtime. It was a great game. It was black. It was woke. Shout out to history being made.
Yep.
Congrats, Rihanna, for being a bad bitch.
Yes, we love you.
No, and thank you, Rihanna.
We're excited for your thank baby you. And to see more of you. And
your baby. When you're
we're just so lucky to have her. Like, I'm just so grateful to be living in a world and an age where Rihanna,
period.
Beyonce, women like our upcoming guest, Coco yes. Jones.
Speaking
is
of iconic
in.
Black women, we're talking with one of the It Girls. I'm so excited.
We'll be right back. Guys, I'm so excited because we made merch. For our first merch drop, we wanted to do something that everybody needs. A hat that says Tough Titties on it. My mom used to say tough titties said the kitties when the milk went dry growing up. Who knows where that quote came from? Let's not look into it too much because it could be rooted in some sort of problematic thing that could get her canceled. So anyway, it's become one of my favorite phrases to say. And I just love saying it because tough titties, like, yeah, that sucks. And these hats have that iconic Bass Pro Shop look without the risk of someone asking if you like to fish or if you're a Republican. So you can still like get that hot, you know, moment on your head. And we made them just for you. And we think you'll love them just as much as we do. They literally go with everything. If you're having a bad hair day, which we know you are. Actually, just kidding. Bad hair does not exist. We should eliminate that stigma. Unless you're white. Fix your fucking hair and put on a goddamn
brush
hat.
Brush your damn hair. Look at me.
Well, they can't because they're listening.
Well, I look really fucking good. So there you have it. Go buy our hat. You could dress it up or you could dress it down. Wear it on the plane. Go to the gym with it. Do anything you want with it.
My favorite part about these hats is the way they make your face shaped. I don't know how to explain it, but when I wear this hat, I feel like I'm ultimately
snatched. I get hotter.
Well, I think it's because of the structure of it. It makes your face look slimmer and like your jawline
it's just,
aligns with it. Well, I'm not even just saying that. It'll make you hotter. So yeah, check out our hat at store.crooked.com to get your hat now.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
Guys, mm-hmm. Our guest today, I literally could not be more excited. She's such a star. She is the moment. She is the it girl. Mm. She is a multi-hyphenate. Mm-hmm. She is a musician and actress. You can currently listen to her debut EP right now, What I Didn't Tell You, and see her as one of the stars of Bel-Air with its new season coming out February 23rd.
So good.
And I am so excited to welcome the beautiful, the lovely Coco Jones. Yay!
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my gosh. We are so honored. Thank you for taking the time. I know you is busy as hell. So how are you doing right now? Just talk to us. How are you mentally? How's your day going?
Girl, you know what? I actually was cracking up at myself because when I was in the shower this morning, I like started laughing at how tired I am. And then I was like, cry. Literally, yeah. I was like, this is too much. But no, I've always been such a like worker bee type. I come from like an athletic family.
Yeah.
And we always were just so competitive in sports and like we just have this drive about us that's just crazy. So I think I'm very happy. Of course, all these things are like dreams that I've prayed for to like happen. Yeah. Didn't know it'd be giving simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's cute, but whoa.
Are you a Virgo?
I am not. I'm a Capricorn.
I'm a Capricorn. Or a Capricorn rising.
Yeah, Capricorn.
Which means that's how people see me. So is Yasmeen.
Yeah.
I think that speaks to your like work ethic and your drive.
That's exactly it.
I do. You know, so many people over like the last 3 years have told me all the traits about being a Capricorn that I didn't even have to Google the zodiac sign.
You don't even
know what everybody tells me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? If this is what they really say, this is facts.
No, period. It's true.
Girl, that's living in LA. Like, I feel like you and I probably are not the most, you know, aware of versed in astrology signs. But the way that people tell me about my sign all the time, I'm like,
and
thank
she
you.
Is a Pisces.
Yeah.
Okay. She in every.
Oh, at least that's what they tell me. But
every
one
way,
thing.
Shape, or form.
Am I?
Yeah, you are.
You are.
Okay, yeah. Well, conversation for a different day. But one thing I do know about you for sure is that you stay on go. That's why whenever I see you, I personally am like, are you okay? Because you are just always, like, so amazing and doing all the things, like, performing
Thank
and
you.
Being on set. And that's why I'm always like, I want to check in on you, like, how you're doing.
Thank you.
And you know what's crazy? Thank I was you. Actually just telling the girls, the very first time I met you was, like, a year ago. Like up
this
and,
week.
This week.
Yeah.
Because we met on Valentine's Day.
Ew, was it Valentine's
Day?
No,
you're saying ew. That you're saying, oh, yes. Because
I'm like, what was going on?
Remember, I'm like, I barely remember. But because I was reminiscing with the girls this morning, I was like, yeah, it was Carucci's dinner.
Oh, my grog.
Oh, my gosh.
Not grog. Not on my guard.
I say grog. I don't know where the hell I got it from, but I think it's just because I like. Don't like I come from the South.
Period.
You're not supposed to say the Lord's name.
Yeah.
Grog became my thing.
But here, that reminds me of like this, like the hit sensation Ermagerd back in like, do you remember that time in 2012?
The hit sensation.
The hit sensation.
But I'm so glad that you say that because Josie and I were literally just talking about this morning. Because I don't say, oh, my G-O-D. So like, you know, if you were raised in a Christian household, you say, oh my gosh. But yeah, we met Valentine's Day. And then fast forward, we did Family Feud together.
Yes. We lost miserably to you.
Yeah, that was really embarrassing.
I'm sorry, guys, but also the competitive in me is like,
and that's a Capricorn. Real bad.
You guys had every strength and we had like zero possessive skills. Like we were so unequipped to do a good job. We failed miserably, but it was an honor to watch you guys thrive.
Yeah. It was on Family Feud. It was an honor to watch you on Family Feud.
It was great to see y'all win.
Thank you.
And then we were blessed by your amazing cast. But speaking of your cast and you guys literally obliterating us that day.
Metaphorically.
Obviously, people are super familiar with Bel Air. It's been such a hit. You have the new season coming out. Mm-hmm. But I want to go to the start.
All the way back.
Mm-hmm. All the way back. Because the ones who know that you're not new to this. You're true to this. So that's what I want to talk about. How does it feel like experiencing this new success, but knowing that you've been in the game for a really long time? And like, where did your start exactly come from? Like, how did you first start making music? How did you first start acting?
Great question. I started singing, I mean, just second nature. I would do it all the time. Like, I would hum in my baby videos. I'm just singing all the time, like making some sort of noise. Actually, funny enough, my mom had a friend who was a violinist and she had a friend over. They were just having girl time. And she literally paused the conversation and she was like, your kid is singing down. Like your kid has a perfect ear. And my mom was like, what? Okay, anyway. So moving on with life, you know, sports was like my way, you know, to do everything that I thought I was going to do, go to college, et cetera.
What sports did
he
play?
And that be my path. I played basketball and track and softball.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And your sister is like still playing volleyball in college, right?
Yes. Yeah. My sister is, I'm the shortest in my family. My little sister is my big little sister. She's like 6'2".
No.
Okay.
We're literally like giants. But I remember I would do sport competitions, but then I also started doing like little plays and little shows at my school. And I would just dominate. I'd be like, me in the front. It's me in the front.
Yes.
And the way that I felt with like the crowd and how they would react to me singing, I was like, what is this feeling? It feels also like when I win a game or like when I make like a great play, what is this? I like this feeling too. And so then I just kind of like, you know, bothered my mom about like doing more. And I started doing talent competitions. I would do kid competitions. And then I would do adult competitions and like win those. And I ended up meeting a judge who was like, I will work with you for free. He worked with me for free for years.
Wow.
My ghetto little EP that my mama made on her window PC, her to my mom.
Yes, window
literally,
PC.
Literally, I don't know how she even did that.
Period.
But I gave it to like a Disney executive at this casting call with 5,000 kids. And I was like, here's my EP. You're going to find out about me.
Yes.
And literally a year after that, they hit me up. They hit me up through my producer. And that's when I started working with Disney Channel. And it was like never the same.
Wow.
And oh my God, let me just tell you, I feel like I don't remember life without knowing who you are. And knowing who Coco Jones is, like, I just feel like any of us who, like, have grown up, like, in the know, like, we've just have always known you to be, like, successful and an icon. So seeing, like, this newfound success and fame, I think just makes all of us fans that have been fans of you for so long, like, really happy. Mm-hmm. But specifically, I know you don't remember this, but over 10 years ago...
Oh my God.
I had just moved to LA, and I became really good friends with this girl named Allison, who was on the Disney Channel at the time. And she invited me to, I also have not seen her in like many years, but she invited me to a premiere. And my very first premiere was Let It Shine.
please be serious if you can. No way.
It was, and it was like life changing. I swear to God, it's, to this day, one of my favorite Disney Channel original movie, DCOMs, ever. And all of my,
hello, DCOMs. All of
my friends, my best friend Noelle and I are like obsessed with DCOMs. And that's our, literally that and Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
Not Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
Are our number one DCOMs. And I remember meeting you. And I think I also may have gone to like your 16th birthday party or something. I was telling Alicia.
I was going to say, I was like, bro, I swear my 16th birthday, I swear you were there.
No, I was there. I told Alicia that. She was like, that's so random. I don't know how I got there because I did not know you.
All y'all Disney kids know each other. It's kind of scary.
It's very familial.
It's like a wolf pack.
But for
it's
real.
Like, hi, how
but
are you?
But what was it like, I mean, getting to be the lead and star of like a Disney Channel original movie? Mm. And I mean, especially like it was kind of groundbreaking because there wasn't many like Black young women in the center of films like that. And also like for the culture too, and like gospel music and everything, like it just was so exciting.
Such a just life-changing opportunity. And I think at the time, I didn't really know how to process that because I come from like Tennessee, but like Lebanon, Tennessee, like the country, like
yeehaw,
yeehaw.
Wow.
Okay.
Giddy like, up. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Very much like the country. And so for me, it kind of felt like I was in like a dream. Oh. I feel like I had these huge dreams for myself and I'm starting to like tap back into who that person was that like had no limits and no limiting beliefs, but like, I felt like the world was my dream and I'm living my dream, you know, like I get this role and I get to wear these amazing outfits and like do these things that I love. And I was like, okay, this is my life. Like I told you guys, like I would tell my classmates every summer, I'm going to go be Hannah Montana. Like this is the last time you're seeing me, like say goodbye.
Yes.
You know what I'm
saying?
Like, I just was so sure that this was my life. You know what I'm saying? And so when I did get that role, of course, like it was life changing and then people started to recognize me. And that was like, weird. I was like, oh, okay. Didn't know this comes with my dream, but either way, this is me living my dream. This is what I knew was going to happen. And I think from there, I just, as a young 14-year-old who like got this dream of hers, I just thought I would get every dream, you know, and it would just keep going like that. Like, okay, great. Now this starts. Everyone knows I'm this girl. I can sing. I can do all of these things. Of course, there are going to be more opportunities for me. Of course, it's going to keep going up and up and up. Cause like, I'm nice and I love this and I'm good at this, you know? And so then I feel like as I got older around 16, like things just weren't what I thought they were going to be. And that's when I kind of like grew up or like kind of like that filter came off and it was like, oh, this is real life. This is a business. This is way more than about being talented and being kind.
Yeah.
It's way more than that. And these people don't care about you for real, you know? So I kind of like had to like, when people, I feel like were in high school and like learning about like who they liked and having their heartbreaks and everything, I was like having my dreams shut down, you know? And like rebuilding, like, what does that even look like? What do I believe that I can have in this music business, in this entertainment industry, you know?
No, for sure. That's a real word. Like, thank you for even sharing that. I don't think that people understand like the nuances, especially being a kid and trying to figure out who you are and then being humbled by the industry and knowing that like you're working really hard and sometimes that still means it's not going to work out the way you want it to. And you know, I thank you for that transparency and it makes me want to ask like, how did you keep going? Because it's like, let's keep it a buck. It was a minute, right? Before we saw you in anything large. And the only reason that I mentioned that is because it's one of the many reasons that I see the success that you're experiencing, hitting number one on the R&B charts and everybody knowing your name and you being at the Grammys, which we gonna get it to. Okay. But all of those things. And I literally get emotional because it's inspiring as a Black woman. Like, I love to see our people win, especially people with your story, especially also the specificity of you being a dark-skinned Black woman. So, like, how did you keep going? What sustained you through those years? And what's, like, the biggest obstacle you had to overcome? And, like, what did you tell yourself?
Man, that is a great question. And literally I can like go back to the stillness that I did not want. Like, I just wanted to work. I just wanted what I have now, the commotion, the busy, you need to be here doing this and challenging myself to like give all of myself to these things and like see the payoff. I wanted that. I wanted that. And I remember just the stillness of like one email audition I don't fit this role. What else do I got to do? I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, or like watching TV all day. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't want to deal with it, you know? Mm. Like, how did I keep going? I think, honestly, I just couldn't give up and be okay with that choice. Mm. Yep. Like, I really just had to ride it until these wheels fell the hell off. Like, I couldn't, because I would be scared. I would be scared to give up and scared to keep going. Mm. So I was like, which one is less scary?
Yeah.
And I felt like, had I been like, and I've had my parents and everyone's support, I could do whatever. I wasn't over here trapped. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could really be like, y'all, we had a good run with this. I got to do some great things and I'll forever treasure those things. I've had this conversation in my mind too.
Yeah.
But I think this is too hard and it's too painful. And I wanna do something else, you know?
Yeah.
But then I would think, okay, what if I do that? I go back home, I go to college, there's still time. I can get a degree and be kind of on track with my peers. And I'll be that girl that used to do that thing, you know?
Yeah.
Is that, am I okay with that? Mm. And I'd be like, I can't do it. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't be that girl who used to do that thing. I'd rather be that girl who used to do that thing and worked her ass off until there was nothing left to do. Mm-hmm. She did it all. She did everything she could do. But I couldn't be that girl who walked away.
No.
Without, you know, being no other option. So I think that's why I just didn't give up. And I mean, I don't know any other thing. I just couldn't.
And thank God you didn't.
Yeah. I always think like that the word is just resilience, because I feel like so much in this industry, you're too small, you're too big, you're too good, you're too bad. No matter what, it's never enough. And I feel like what you said was, either I can give up, but it's not really giving up, just stepping away and you could do that thing, or keep going. And I don't want to say die trying, but it's better to be die trying doing what the hell you want to do with your life. And like, what a life it is. Because my grandfather always said this to me, like my Jiddo, like he's 95. And he said, he's incredible. And he's from Lebanon. He said, when you look back at your life, you don't look back at all the failures or all the successes. You look back at, was I loving what I did?
Yeah.
Was I living? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you said yes, then you lived a life. And that's exactly what you were doing and what you are doing.
Yeah.
And that's just beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
And that is so true. And I definitely think like, it wasn't just me being like, what the hell is going to happen with my career, my dreams?
No.
I partied. Okay.
Period.
I also had to grow up.
Yes.
I also had to like live, because hello, like I stopped going to real school because I was working. So I went to homeschool. I didn't even know what boys were giving. I went to the club, sneaking in.
Yes.
Like, I had to live and like find something to write about and say, because all I knew was following scripts.
Right.
All I knew was singing these songs that I was told to sing. I didn't know anything about myself.
Yeah.
So like at the same time, I'm like having these epiphanies as a businesswoman, but I'm also like, girl, he cute. Like, what's tea? Like,
you know, I'm trying to live. Yeah, yeah.
Hanging out with like college girls. I started kicking it with these girls from USC and they became like my best friends.
My
so I got to like be normal while also like not knowing what the hell was going on with my career. It was good and bad. Like, it was just life.
That's
his
life.
You know?
That's literally life.
Absolutely.
That's such a good sentiment.
I think like,
to like have fun.
Absolutely. Have fun. I think I'm bad at that. I forget. Like,
yeah.
Mind you see me and I know you'd be looking at me when I'm crazy. Cause when I'm out, I dance. You feel me?
Girl, I'm like, you're bad at having fun. Girl, you'd be having a blast.
Yeah.
Right.
The way Coco came to the pod and to check me, and as you should. But
someone needed to say to her all the time. She's like, I'm not fun. The party.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
But I agree, though.
I appreciate
you
that.
Have a hard time accepting having fun. Mm-hmm.
You're hard on yourself.
Exactly. Like, in all transparency, I think I forget, like, God directs you in different seasons for different reasons. Like, you learn different lessons in that time. And I think it's really powerful that you said, I had to grow up. I had to experience life to write about it. Because let me tell you something. The way I be doubling back. Sorry, that's the name of one of her songs.
Period.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
Did she know the reference? I didn't want to say
anyways,
it.
Of course. I did it on purpose, but I just embarrassed myself because no one laughed in the studio.
No, it was amazing.
Well, you were just a serious.
That's okay. Song. I wanted to laugh, but I was like, wait, what's
I was talking.
Let me not assume.
It was because this one. But anyway, like, doubling back to like your album, what I didn't tell you, like, it's written so beautifully, right?
Oh, my God.
And it's like doing so well, and you're nominated for like, you know, outstanding artist and NAACP and stuff. And I think people forget, like, as an artist, all work doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve your art form. It doesn't serve your craft. Like, I am inspired by the fact that you're like, nah, I had to live life. I had to have fun. And I'm thankful that now I've learned to have fun with you.
You have to live it to write about it too.
Yeah, that's the whole reason. I do have to, I want to tell you, this morning I was like, okay, I'm gonna listen. I've already listened to your music, but I was like, I'm just gonna put on. And I didn't listen to I See You. Mm. I haven't listened to that one yet. And I put that on. I swear to God, I told Alicia this. Tears started coming down my face before I put on my makeup. Thank God. I was like, I stood by the sink and I was just like, listening to every word that you wrote. And I was just like, my heart felt like it was getting ripped out of my chest, but putting put back in as well. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, like, you're changing lives out there with the words that you write. And, and your voice is just, like, it literally gave me goosebumps. I started physically crying. And also, and that's art that you don't see a lot anymore. I'm sorry. That's art.
That means,
and that's music. And that's art that you don't see. And I'm so grateful that you're here to deliver that to us.
I See You puts me in my bag every time. So I have to be careful when I put it on. Because I'm obsessed with that song.
She's definitely, definitely for a good old cry.
How did that record come about? I mean, that's my favorite song on the, our favorite song on the album. I think it's amazing and so good, and we always play it in the car.
Yeah.
How, what part of the journey was I See You and just the album in general?
Yeah, so I See You was actually a very vulnerable song. I remember I cut one version of it and I would listen to it and I was like, I still have a little bit of my heart closed off to the song. And I really have learned, like, if you're going to be an artist, you got to, like, be able to bear it all and be okay with being, like, you know, not pretty, ugly, like, sad, embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to, like, really be transparent. So I went in to cut it again. And I really had to think about the story and, like, let it come through me. Like, I'm in the studio crying, you know? But basically, ICU is about, there was this guy that definitely one of the first guys I've ever really loved, you know what I'm saying? And we both like met each other when we were like not popping, like very much not popping. And we were like, of course, loved each other. We were like, you and me, we doing this, come on. Yeah. And you know, like, as we started to like have more success, we kind of could not see each other anymore, you know?
Yeah.
So we'd be so busy, he'd be there and I'd be here. And it was like, okay, we got all the things that we want, but now we're not compatible anymore. But it's not like he did anything to me or I did anything to him. It's just like the further we are from each other, the better we are for each other.
Yeah.
And then we miss each other. So we come back and then we do the whole thing again. And it's like every time I step away, like I can't breathe without this person. Mm-hmm. Like I care about them, but it's just not, it's not, it doesn't make sense anymore now that we're who we have been wanting to be.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a word.
And that's powerful.
That's a deep, and we thank you for your transparency. Mm-hmm. A quick little shift. Speaking about your music, we have to get into it. You went to the Grammys, bitch.
Yeah.
I did.
What was going to the Grammys? What was meeting the queen herself?
Oh, my gosh. Y'all, please.
I just got goosebumps.
Moment of silence. What?
You know what? I think for me, honestly, when I did meet Beyoncé.
Yep. All of us, like, start shaking.
Okay, you know, we must just say that with respect that she's earned. I was prepared to be like, hi, how are you? You know what I'm saying? I didn't know how I was going to introduce myself.
Yes.
But I was like, how do I do this? You know, I was also nervous. I'm like, she's having a conversation. Would hate to intrude. Gosh, you know. But my manager was like, get your words. I was like, okay.
Yeah, of course. Good manager.
And when she looked at me, she was like, oh, I know you. Oh,
yes.
She was like, you be singing your ass off.
I was like, how did that feel in that moment? How did that feel?
I said, well, obviously, I'm like thinking about 17,000 things.
Obviously.
I'm like, oh my God, am I standing too close to her? I would hate to like breathe on her and offend her. You know, who, you know what I'm saying? Like, what should we say? Should I shake her hand? I'm thinking so many things. And I'm like, did she just say that? Okay, yes, she did. All right, cool. Now, what do you say next? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
I'm
thinking imagine so many you're like, things, thanks. But
what did you say?
Imagine you're like, thanks, Beyonce.
Literally, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I was like, you know who you are.
Yes.
Thank you. Like, and then I was like, could I get a picture? We got a picture. And then I just remember like walking away and being like, I definitely want to have that same effect on young girls.
Yep.
Young women, young people, because seeing her, I was like, I felt so motivated, yeah. Like so inspired. I felt like this woman is like, she's just the best at what she does. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And she carries that consistency with her in everything she touches. Like, I want to be like this. I'm going to be like,
yes,
this.
You are. You know?
And I want to, like, LOL, thank you.
All of us.
The way we are. That would be like a choir.
We're like this.
Yes. It was very much giving group of aunties. Thank y'all.
Yeah,
so much.
We agree. We support you.
But I was like, I want to be the light for someone else to make them, to look them in the eyes and be like, I know you, you're doing your thing. She was like, I'm proud of you. And I want to pass that feeling on to the next girl, to the next person who has these dreams and who deserves them, who works their ass off.
Well, baby, let me tell you something. You're already doing that.
Yeah, you are. Doing it to us, like, right here.
That's just the truth. It can't be negated. You're already doing that.
You're going to continue to.
Yeah, and you're only just growing, and it's so exciting for like the whole world to be like, oh, we know who Coco is. And the way I get a little offended, I'm like, if you know her just now, you've been sleeping, but I'm glad you're tuned in now.
I know.
This is only the beginning.
Yeah.
This is only the beginning, I feel like.
Yeah, and speaking of, how are you feeling about the show about to drop, Miss Hillary Banks?
Oh, yes. I know. Big Hill, big
period, Hill. Big Bink.
I'm really, really excited. I still sometimes have to, like, catch my breath and be like, sometimes I'll walk off set and I'll be like, thank you guys so much. Like, thinking I'm a guest star, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, thank you. And they're like, girl, be here tomorrow at 5. I'm like, oh my God, this is a show that I'm on. This is my show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just so crazy. It's so crazy of all the auditions for this to be like, you know, when, you know, as actors, you do it and do it. And then you're like, you hit that lick and it's like, you hit the lotto or something.
Yeah.
Life changed.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for season 2. I think everybody's been bugging, waiting for it. And I really just hope that they're satisfied, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's really like, I think it's a really tough thing to be cool in the culture and like modern, but also have that nostalgic, you know, feel. And, you know, our showrunners and everything, Morgan Cooper, they do a great job of that. I just, you know, hope that the audience loves it.
And they will. Really quickly, you have gotten the stamp of approval from Queen Janet Jackson herself, obviously Beyonce.
Yep.
You've hit number one on the R&B charts. We like to do manifestation around here. What is one thing you want to put out in the universe, a goal of yours, a person you want to work with, a person you want to meet, something in the future that you're wanting to put out in the ether?
Amen. I really want to go on a world tour.
Yep.
I think that needs to be my next thing. Like, they haven't seen me on a stage giving what it needs to give.
Oh my gosh.
And I always love that. It's so crazy, the things that I'm doing now, because I'm like, I did these things as well when I was literally like 14. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I've been on a whole tour. I toured with Modest Behavior. Shout out to them.
Oh, period.
Okay, you know? But yeah, I want to be back on the road and connecting with all of these people who love me. I want to see them face to face and like thank them and give them a great show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
That's my job, to like bring what I have to every city, because they're streaming and they're supporting. And without that, what is this? So I want to be on a big tour.
Yeah, you will. And that's going to happen. That's going to happen.
Well, we're excited. Yeah. Well, we're excited to see the tour. You know, I'm going to be twerking in front row.
We're going to be asking for
tickets. Thanking God.
Yeah, we are getting, we're going to ask for tickets.
We'll be requesting a few.
We already
tickets.
Know. But thank you so, so much. This was so lovely. We are grateful for your time. We're grateful for your spirit, your energy. We will always be cheering you on and being fans. I hope you know here at Dare We Say, we support you and uplift everything that you do.
We'll be watching.
Yeah, we'll be watching. And hopefully come back anytime you want to kiki and hang out. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you all so much. I had so much fun with you.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Coco.
She is just such an icon, and God bless her for allowing us the time to speak to her.
She's so busy, and the fact that she made time for us, I genuinely feel honored.
Yeah. Honored and grateful. She's amazing. Everyone, please go listen to her new EP out now, What I Didn't Tell You. It is no skips, back to back.
Back amazing. To back to back to back.
Yeah.
And speaking of backs.
And speaking of hats, good shit. I wanted to show you guys what I have on my head. Ask me, Yasmeen, what do you have on your head? Oh, that's funny you ask. I have the new Dare We Say merch on my head.
That's right. It says Tough Titties, designed by yours truly. And it's just something fun. It's kind of giving all those, like, you know those Hinge guys that you see? Those, they're usually white with, like, they have dead fish. They just went fishing and they have the Bass Pro hats. These are based off them.
Except not, because legally, we don't want to be in trouble. So please go ahead, go to our website. Go to crooked.com/store to get your hat now. Dare We Say is a Crooked Media production.
Caroline Reston is our showrunner, producer, and mommy. And Ari Schwartz is our producer and show daddy. Fiona Pastana is our associate producer. And Sandy Girard is the almighty executive producer.
It's hosted and produced by me, Josie Toda.
And me, Yasmin Hamadi.
And me, Alicia Pascual Peña. Our engineer and editor is Jordan Cantor. And Brian Vasquez is our theme music composer. Our video producers are Mac DeGroot, Nar Melkonian, and Dylan Villanueva, and Mia Kelman.
Lastly, thank you to Jordan Silver, Gabriella Leverette, Jesse McLean, Caroline Haywood, Shayna Hortzman, Daisy Cruz, Danielle Jensen, and Awa Okaladi for marketing the show and making us look so damn good.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.